Welcome to The Voice in Japan, everyone. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free, go over to our Patreon account, and you can also hear some extra new content bonus for patrons only.
And this episode is sponsored by Barefoot Bar. The bar is located in downtown Sapporo, within walking distance from the subway station. They have a variety of Japanese-made and international craft beers, bottled and on tap. A wide range of regular and unique spirits and basic cocktails are also available. Burgers and pub-style snacks and friendly English and Japanese-speaking staff are there to help and serve you.
1, 2, 3.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this podcast. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Happy New Year to you guys. Chinese New Year's.
In Chinese, Matt, do you know? Burke, Gantan, do you remember?
Kantan fat off or
ooh,
something.
Oh, close.
Gong fan something. Ben taught me.
Gong hei fat choy.
Gong hei fat choy. Yeah.
Actually, I think we might be almost finished with the Chinese New Year.
Yeah, I listened to the pod last week because I wasn't here.
Need to apologize.
You're chasing the dragon last week.
I need to apologize. It was a long weekend, hadn't slept too much, and went to a family gathering of my wife's family, and her father was like, oh, you got to go leave and record the podcast. Let's start drinking now. Downed a couple tall boys, and he pulled out his homemade spirits, and then I pulled out his Nihonshu, and drank a lot, and then met up with Ben.
Trip to the opium den.
And a little bit recording. Of that, yeah. All the good stuff. So, yes, if you want to hear me struggling, please go listen to that episode.
I was concerned. We had a few people writing. Is Burke okay? Well, he's fine.
Dude, can I just say, I'm not too proud of this, but I don't remember probably the second half of the episode. So, Ben, thank you for being so patient.
I had some fun. It was okay. I mean, I did notice towards the end that Burke wasn't really responding to my questions. But he did a good editing job of that, so a lot of that was cut out.
Yeah.
But you're looking good, man. Your beard's coming along nicely.
Oh, you
man.
Too. Yeah. It's a beard season. Benjamin, yep. Looking clean.
Matt's back over your illness.
Yeah, I'm over my flu and could have been COVID. Don't know. But I was out for a little bit. Missed out on Queen. Very disappointed about that. Really wanted to see him.
Quite a few of our friends went to that.
Yeah,
concert,
and they said
right?
How amazing it was. So next time, if they're still alive.
Could have you gone?
I was going to buy a ticket, but no, I was too sick. I just sort of stayed in bed.
Guess
and
who,
was hoping it was going to be shit.
Well, yeah, everyone that I spoke to said it was amazing. Still, I'm a bit, you know, kind of anti the new
Adam Lambert
Queen.
Heard he was amazing.
But was he as good as Freddie though?
No, nobody's good as Freddie.
Then why do it?
I mean, the real question is, were they as good as Taylor Swift?
Oh.
Taylor Swift also came to Tokyo.
Do we have to listen about, are you a Swiftie?
I wasn't, but man, I'm one of the converted.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. Well, she was at the Super Bowl, right?
That's apparently, right.
Are you tracking her plane?
Big news. Well, she caused a bit of controversy, right, at the Super Bowl.
Really? Yeah. You're going to talk about Taylor Swift?
All right. Yeah, we'll skip over it.
What happened? She didn't tie a shoelace up.
Well, they think the Super Bowl is a conspiracy that the Chiefs won because Taylor Swift is dating one of the players
and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, and she came late or something, and because of that,
they didn't play. Well.
Is it the Republicans are saying that it's a conspiracy because she's a Democrat?
She had to fly back from Tokyo, her Tokyo concert. That's why she was late.
Right.
So that's, anyways, warm weather. I wanted to ask you about something.
Yeah. Okay. We're loving this weather, by the way.
Yeah. It's like almost spring.
Degrees,
yeah.
12 degrees to go.
A lot of creating a little bit of a havoc, though, up here in Winter Wonderland, Hokkaido. The Shikotsu Ice Festival.
It was finished early.
because the structures were collapsing. Matt, I want to ask, did you go see that this year or saw some pictures? Or?
Yeah. I went there.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. It's an awesome festival. If you go to Shakotan, they have these tubes and they pump water from the lake there and they make these giant ice monoliths about 3 meters high. These are giant mounds and there's little walkways and yeah, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's super cold. Yeah. But
not this year. They had to cancel it early because of all this warm, hot weather we're having.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. Are you guys enjoying it? Sure you guys are.
I've only managed to snowboard 5 times this season because of the lack of snow, and it's pretty lame. Normally, I average between 10 and 15. Hmm. So I only go when the snow's good, and it's only been good 5 times for me anyway. Yeah.
So for those listening, it's kind of a up and down, isn't it? It's 10 degrees, 12 degrees, then this week it's going to drop down to -4, then it's back up again, and it's very, very strange weather. I've never seen weather like this in Hokkaido my whole time here.
It's going to pull forward the sakura season, cherry blossom season.
I guess that's good in a way, right? Like, because, you know, April and May is usually pretty horrible in Sapporo because it's usually the end of the snow season. So there's the kind of remnants of, you know, brown ice in the streets, and it's still kind of cold, but not warm enough to go out.
Yep, the cherry blossoms hit Hokkaido very early May or very end of April, depending where you are on this island. And I think the sakura trees start coming out very soon down south.
Very soon.
Thank you.
Well, probably even earlier this year. But you know what? What kind of sakura are already in bloom? And are they already in bloom? I can't remember when the starts or not. But the
rugby team.
Not the rugby team, even better than that.
I think they start like around, March? Like down the southernmost part of Japan.
You're talking about the regular sakura.
Okinawa.
Yeah, the regular sakura. Yeah, maybe back then. What are you talking about? Are you talking about
I'm talking about the poo sakura.
Oh, the poo sakura.
Yeah, poo sakura.
Oh, your favorite topic.
Well, a little bit.
Unko sakura.
Unko sakura. The poo sakura are in full bloom at the Unko Museum Cherry Blossom Festival in Tokyo. Matt, you a fan of Unko?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah? The poop. This is the only place in the world we can view weeping poop cherry blossoms. But you have to sing and dance to make them bloom, according to this article from Sora News. So we talked about the Unko Museum before in our previous episode.
Yeah, that was fun.
In Yokohama, right?
In Yokohama, yeah. Opened in 2019. The Unko Museum is
what's
called.
The entrance look like? Is it just a giant hole?
You haven't seen the video? I mean, you haven't even seen the website? Dude, you got to check out the website, man. The Unko Museum, literally the Poo Museum, has been opening the eyes of the public to the wonders of excrement in all sorts of fun ways. But this year, it's outdone itself with the announcement of a new event entitled Full Bloom Unko Sakura 2024. Guys, I don't know if you checked out this article or not, but it's pretty. I thought, Matt, you would especially enjoy it because you're a big fan of volcanoes, right? The
volcanoes?
The onion volcano, right?
Teppanyaki.
At the real expensive high class ones, right? Yeah. Ring volcano.
The onion ring volcanoes.
McDonald's special.
Down at the Unko Museum, they're going to have an Unko volcano, which will bloom and erupt with the help of visitors through the magic of projection mapping. Apparently, you've got to scream and make a lot of noise to get the Unko to explode with a lot of cherry blossoms come shooting out of this big piece of poop. It's a big, pretty pink and purple piece of poop. If you have not checked out the article, Ben?
I've checked out the article. I found another article about like why Unko or poo is so popular.
It says a lot
in
about
Japan.
The human species, doesn't it? Do you get a free cup when you go there?
They do have a lot of cups and goods down there. They have Unko lollipops, from what I could say.
Yeah. There's a lot of, you know, kind of gifts that you can buy to give to people. Keychains is a really popular gift that adults and especially kids like. But yeah, children love you know, talking about, well, not talking about it, but like drawing pictures of poo in textbooks and wherever. And yeah, it's a bit strange why there's this fascination with poo in Japan.
Yeah, so what happened? You found some article explaining why?
Yeah, well, the Japanese word for, well,
love of poo.
There's a few Japanese words, but one for poo is unko, of course. And then there's another one, daiben, which means big poo or dung.
Daiben.
Or shit, right? I'm having a shit because they are daiben. Mm. Or could be another term for feces.
Yeah.
Or if you're doing a whole kind of dad joke, Big Ben.
Oh, right? There you
Big
go.
Ben. Dai
yeah,
Ben.
Like it.
So yeah, there's some gods. Kawaya no Kami is the god of poop.
Really?
Yeah. So this kind of goes back to Shinto religion.
Oh. So do you have to give him an offering of some kind?
Well, yeah, I think there was kind of something like that. The Shinto religion obviously has a lot of gods, and one of these, the one I just mentioned, is a strong association with the restroom, so toilets. And human feces was once collected by Japanese farms for use as fertilizer in more traditional times.
Yeah.
So it kind of helped with, you know, growing crops. Growing,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so they used to always pray to the Kawaya Kami. Oh,
okay. The circle of life.
They, yeah.
And if you've listened to our Halloween episode, there's a couple of scary monsters that come out in the toilets.
Right, Hanako.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Hanako of the toilet. Yeah. Very good, man.
Is that calling her name three times?
Wow, why do you remember that?
And, slit your throat or something, right?
That's right. Yeah. Then there's wow. That. Yeah. Mm,
yeah, so all kind of related to religion in Japan, which I guess why probably a lot of children don't realize that, but yeah, that's where it kind of comes from. And also unko, which the first word of that first part of that word means luck.
Oh, right? Oh, that's yeah. Right.
So actually unko poo is good luck in Japan.
Oh,
that's why they buy the gifts and give them to people as well. Like key rings is a sign of good luck.
Yeah, so if you want to impress your spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend, just shit in a box and give it to them, right, Ben?
Apparently that's a tradition.
There's that, or you could get them gold-plated unko on a piece of string or a necklace, and that's a popular gift you can buy. Yeah, so the good luck. It's called a kin no unko. Golden Unko. Yeah.
Well, here is the website for the Unko Museum.
Oh,
it's very colorful.
It is. Burke is showing us a picture of this website. So there's a giant pink sloppy
poo.
Lots of illuminous colors.
They've got poo in different languages in the background. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, yeah. Kaka.
Kaka.
There's a cute lady right in front of the massive poo. I wonder who that is. It's probably a pop star or an idol or something.
Probably. And some toilets, yeah. Colorful toilets. Mm. And
it's
funny
how there's no brown color in this
right.
Museum.
Interesting, yeah.
Your poo is not pink? And on the ground, this might look like a lot of Skittles or some kind of candy, but these are actually small pieces of poop as well. I encourage everyone to go check out the Unko Museum website and even watch the welcome video. We won't subject you guys to it here today, but yeah, they've got an awesome video about all the games you can play while you're at the museum as well.
This is in Odaiba, right? In Yokohama.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys been to Odaiba before? They've got a big giant Gundam, right? And the fake beach.
No, I have not been there. No.
I have.
Not to the museum, but I've been to a
recommended?
If you're a Gundam fan.
If you've got a bit of free time, the beach is kind of cool. Like it's a fake manufactured beach. The view's not great because you just see like
a wall.
A bridge with an expressway bridge.
Is it super crowded? You know, you see those pictures. Like somewhere in Asia where it's just jam packed with people.
It wasn't when I went. It was I went in the evening, so that's probably why. Yeah, but because it's open till 9 or 10 o'clock.
How deep does the water go?
I didn't go in the water because it was
sharks. They're actually real sharks.
It didn't look very inviting. Like wasn't very beach like. it reminded me of more like the River Thames in London, like brown and dirty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Aren't there like boats kind of driving around and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, So the only beach resemblance of it is the fake sand. So, yeah. Apart from that, it doesn't feel like a beach at all. But it's worth seeing because it's a unique one.
All right, there you go. And then head off to the Poop Museum after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some poop ice cream.
Poop ice cream. I mean, there's all sorts of activities. There's the Cousseau Game Center. You play some poop games in the game center.
Cousseau, another word for shit, right?
And very good, Ben.
How you'd use it if you wanted to actually
curse.
Express shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cousseau.
Damn it. Cousseau. Yeah. Instead of saying unko, you'd say Cousseau.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people even say Cousseau. I've heard some people say like Cousseau baba, Cousseau jiji. As in like.
What?
Is that an expression of affection or
something? No, it's like when people get angry with like old people doing bad things in public, you know, like if they're jaywalking, which happens quite often. You see an old lady jaywalk whilst you're driving, and then you know you might get some road rage and do a koso jiji under your breath. Koso baba. That's quoting my wife.
So there you go. Good times at the Unko Museum if you want to celebrate Sakura season in a very special way.
Yeah, so things that you can buy, like you can buy like poop stationery. This is not just in the museum. This is just like things
across
you can
Japan.
Buy in general. Yeah.
Yeah,
you can get a Unko collection sticky note, like a one of those yellow post-it notes kind of thing, but in the shape of a Unko in a toilet with different colors. Again, no browns, a lot of purples and blues. You can get a Pilot Friction Unko stamp, which is basically one of those
honko.
Yeah, like a honko, but with a poo on it. So you know, kids like to stamp things.
Do you actually learn about feces at this museum, or is it just games? Like, is it?
Oh, like educational?
Yeah, is it educational?
There's only one way to find out.
Like, there's advice of telling you to get your poo checked and your colon.
Gonna have to
get the colon camera up your bum, kind of that thing.
That might be part of the So Game Center. You never know. They should probably introduce that if they haven't. Well, if you watch the video, you can see how the game. There's one game that was particularly looked like if it was fun. There was poop that dropped from above, and you don't know when it's going to drop. You try and catch it before it falls into the toilet. Some girls were playing that on the video.
Oh. Yeah. Like catch it with your bare hands?
Yeah.
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 Pretty cool.
It's obviously not a real feces coming down.
I don't know. Wouldn't be that fun if it wasn't. So, yeah. Check out the website. Oh, Ben, anything else about the Unko in Japan?
That's pretty much about it.
All right. Yeah. There you go. Sakura Unko.
Nice. Any other news in Japan? Maybe about Chuhais. You guys like Chuhai? Chuhai is a, describe a Chuhai. It's like an
strong
alcoholic beverage.
They're strong.
It's literally called strong, right? It's a name of one of them.
It's like a lemon sour. Is that?
But they don't have lemon sours in our countries either. So would it be?
No, in Australia, they're just coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a strong lemon sour. Right, usually ranging from 7 to 9%.
Yeah.
In England, I don't think they have them, but they're starting to kind of what companies, Asahi, is deciding to get rid of these strong beverages because they're
people
causing,
get too drunk.
Yeah, they're causing a lot of problems. Yeah, socially.
Well,
alcoholics.
Yeah, but they also said, wow, this is.
How many did you polish off last week?
Man, Chuhais aren't strong enough, to be honest. I got to go with the
Nihonshu,
yeah. Well, they said they're like going to start phasing this out because there's actually been dropping demand for alcohol across the country. It's a new trend. Matt, you're out in the city a lot. Does it seem like there's less people drinking these days?
I've felt that for a long time. But I don't go out as much as I used to. But the clubs, when I used to go out to clubs and that, you'd find a lot of the people there don't drink much. And it's quite interesting.
Wow. So it's like a trend of people drinking less, like the younger generation, not the bingers that we were, basically.
Were. Good. Good verb tense there, Ben.
As in, last week was last week. It's a new week.
Okay. But I mean, for me, I quite like the old lemon sour, the Chew High, but it's 9%, and sometimes I don't want a 9% drink. I want to drink a few of them, and 9% is quite a lot.
Bit too much. So 7, maybe, or up to 6.
5's fine. If they had a 5.
They do have a 5, yeah. They have a 3.
I've never seen those.
They have a Chew High 5, yeah. Not a strong 5. It's only a strong once it's from 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, not all Chew High are strong, right?
Yeah,
they just got regular ones.
They range from like 3 to 9. Yeah. I think I saw one for that was 10
the But they're good day. For not having hangover. Oh, wait, no, I'll take that back.
Well, Chew Highs, they kind of, you know, they became popular around 2007, 2008, like just as I came.
Really?
And I remember seeing these in the convenience stores. Tall Boy, so like 500 mil. Cheap as well. They were like, what, 150 yen?
Well, we used to buy them and take them down to the beer gardens and just drink those.
A good warm-up drink I found, but only one. And then I was pretty much on my way, a nice tipsy after one. And then I would switch to a more kind of, you know, lower key regular beer, 5%. Yeah, but 2, and I was pretty much trashed. Mm. So stop drinking them after that.
Cadbury man.
I'll be honest, I've never been able to make it through a Chew High. I just can't drink cocktails. Just too much sugar.
Too strong?
Too sweet?
The strongs, would you say?
I don't know. It's just kind of like, it's kind of refreshing, but it's not. Because the alcohol, you know.
Seemed to do all right at my birthday last year when we had all those all-you-can-drink lemon sour.
That was, yeah, yeah.
Were they strong?
Yeah.
Yeah, like
we were given a keg, $6 all-you-can-drink for 2 hours.
I didn't go, but I heard about it. I heard it was pretty messy.
It was quite messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that. I take that back. I made it through quite a bit of that, but I don't think I've ever made it through one of the canned Chew Highs before. I don't know.
But I do, I'm pretty sure I saw a sign in Australia that lemon sours, advertising these new lemon sours coming out. So those in Australia, be careful.
Not as strong, the advertisements you were seeing. Were they still like 90%?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see what percentage they were.
Well, these used to be really popular, but now, like Burke was saying, the trend is kind of going down to.
So, what are young people doing nowadays then? Meth?
The new meth bars are opening in Siskina pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these you know, strong Chew Highs used to be really popular. They sold in 2019. There was, 112.14 million cases sold. That was 2019. And then by 2020, there was 243 million liters sold of Strong Zero.
Yeah, right.
So that's a lot. And apparently it was in the Guinness World Records for most amount of alcohol sold in a year.
By one man, Burke. Well done.
Well, according to this article from Japan Times, it says global awareness of the negative impacts and health consequences associated with drinking is on the rise. Gen Z are drinking less than previous generations, while millennials are also adopting.
I'm a millennial.
Yeah. Are you sober curious? That's what it says.
I'm super curious.
This says they did a survey, and amongst Gen Z consumers, 63% in Japan said that they had not consumed any alcohol over the past 6 months. And that was followed by the U.S. at 54%. I can understand the U.S. because there's kind of some other things that have become more popular in recent years, but those things happen to be highly illegal in Japan. So, although also apparently becoming a little bit more popular, been having some trouble with like sports teams, university sports teams and stuff, getting in trouble with the old ganja.
Mm.
The Mary Juana. So I don't know why it's going down. Just, what are they doing? What is Gen Z doing?
We need to get out there and ask them.
Yeah. I mean, I teach a lot of that kind of age people, but yeah, they don't seem to go out partying so much. Like, they never really come into Monday with hangovers, you know, like
you're like in my go day. Back and come back drunk.
You're not doing it right. Come your first years, I mean, you're not doing it right.
I think maybe just a lot of people aren't going out, spending time on
their phones, social media,
yeah,
too
exactly,
much.
Yeah,
weak yen, bad economy, prices going up. Maybe they can't afford to go out as much too.
I did hear some of the local whiskeys are gonna almost double in price or something.
Suntory,
like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Booze
and
did go
they're,
up.
They're
right?
Boosting the price just because they want more money. There's no other reason.
Well, even beer went up by, a couple of percent in the around the country. So I think a regular standard classic would be like 210 yen now instead of 200.
So, and you got four major alcohol breweries, I guess, labels in Japan. They got the monopoly in the whole lot, so they can kind of do what they want, can't they?
Oh, here it is. While in the past, drinking was a key component of socializing with friends, now there are greater entertainment options for consumers, from streaming services to video games.
Nah.
There you go. So people are not drinking, they're playing video games.
They're not going out as much, not enjoying the great outdoors.
Hey, if they're having fun,
They're not harming anyone, right? Except for themselves. That's okay.
Really? I thought video games might be, isn't it meant to be good for the mind, the brain in old people's homes?
Yeah.
I saw an article a couple of years ago about that.
The video games are good.
For the elderly.
I think everything's good in moderation. Drinking, maybe video games or whatever.
I'm just surprised that all the breweries are saying their main products now are actually things with alcohol content of like 3.5% or less. So there you go.
Future. I mean, how often do you guys drink?
I don't have a problem, Ben, okay? I don't have a problem.
In a day, you mean?
Well, I was talking to a group of friends the other day, and I think all of us actually drank every day.
I don't drink every day.
None of us got drunk every day, but we all had at least one drink a day, maybe like a can of beer or something. But you said you don't drink every day, Matt.
No, I don't.
How often do you drink?
I don't know. Every weekend. I might have a couple during the week, but, you know.
Okay.
Not every day, I don't think.
So a healthy drinker? Healthy
I'm a
amount.
Healthy drinker, Ben.
Yeah. Burke, yourself?
I'm a binge drinker, proud. Binge drink.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, what is better? Drinker. Is it better to binge drink or to pace or to drink every day instead?
Drink every day instead. You're better than binge drinking, man. Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I think where's the data? Bad for you. I mean, isn't that what they're saying now? Like, even they used to say one drink a day, there were some health benefits, but now they're like, that's all BS too. So.
Right. No. Yeah. Zero is better for you than anything. I think it's finally come out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I found this. This article, and this person, Akiyoshi Saito, is that a woman's name or a guy's name?
Akiyoshi?
Yeah.
Akio or Akiyoshi?
Akiyoshi.
Probably a guy.
Okay. So let's say it's a guy. He said there's a saying in Japan that a drink is the best medicine. And but I think he's a researcher, and he found out an appropriate level of alcohol to consume in a single day is about 20 grams for a man with regular alcohol tolerance, and the equivalent of about 1 5-millimeter can of beer. So one tall boy for a guy. And if you're going to drink a strong Chuhai, then you should stop at one small boy. 350 mil a day is okay. If you have a regular alcohol tolerance, which I think some Asians are missing that Y chromosome, so I'm not tolerant.
He's our resident biologist.
That's in the microphone.
He's got a doctorate and PhD.
That's
in
right. That's bio, online.
Biophysics.
How old is Akiyoshi? Because they said, like, you know, in old Japan, obviously, like, the drinking at work was a big part of work culture, and the newer generation isn't so much into it as they used to be, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm scrolling back trying to find out how old he is. It doesn't say how old he is.
But he's old enough to be talking about research and stuff. Yeah, must be older.
Well, Ben's doing that. Do you know which is the most popular alcohol label company in Japan? Japan? Yeah.
The most out of what, like the breweries? Or
yeah, the breweries. Yeah, yeah, it's four, right? You got one in four shot at this, Burke.
Was this?
You get it wrong, you got to skull that Polish vodka I got in front of you there.
Yeah. Was it? Was this? This was. Was this part of that?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Kirin.
Ben.
Suntory.
Correct, Ben. Drink it.
Oh, that's right.
We've had this question before.
And I said Kirin, and I think you said something.
Maybe Suntory's. One of your end-of-year quizzes, Matt, I think.
Yeah, yeah, anyway, so yeah, Suntory is famous, obviously, for mainly its whiskies.
They do have beer, premium malts.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular.
Here we go. So I found out Akiyoshi Saito, don't know his age, but he's the head of mental health and welfare at the Ofuna Enomoto Clinic in Kamakura, Kanagawa in Tokyo.
There
and he's published a book or six books or many books about alcohol.
And they all say he's supposed to have
written like off kilter and spelt wrong.
You're supposed to have one drink a day, according to him. 2024 was supposed to be my day where I kind of took a break, but see how that's going.
Is that your new, was it?
Resolution.
It
was one of my resolutions. Yeah, it was one of my resolutions.
I guess I picked the wrong day to quit sniffing glue.
I actually used to drink a lot less than before. So mm-hmm. I never used to drink every day until we got married.
Well, yeah. Bury those feelings, Ben. Yeah. Yep.
Well, what are you drinking every day?
Now I've started drinking Nihonshu. Because I found that it's healthier
and stronger than wine,
and you get less bloated, so you can drink more. So yeah. I don't drink beer anymore.
Are you drinking,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you drinking one of those things that you brought out last week? And that's why I also bought another bottle of Nihonshu.
I'm buying the liter carton ones.
Oh, really? You've gone full Oji-san.
Yeah, I think so.
Kuso Jiji. Yeah, Kuso Jiji.
And Duniat's gun. So, you know, like topping the little, I got the little bottle that you can
really?
Buy. And then, yeah, kind of sharing it with my wife. We kind of like to do that in the evenings. We don't like drink it all. We'll do like a choco, you know, the little cup.
Oh,
do,
yeah.
Do a couple mm-hmm. of those
yep.
each night before mm-hmm. going to bed or something. So that would be instead of drinking beer now.
Okay, so if you go to izakayas or bars or restaurants, what, you drink Nihonshu?
Nihonshu or highballs.
Highballs are still very good, yeah. Yeah, Nihonshus are great, man. I'm really getting into them.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the wine of Japan, right? There's so many different kinds.
Yeah.
I mean, I still don't even know what my favorite is.
Do you like sweet or the dry?
I like dry.
I like dry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Burke.
Same.
Do you like hot or warm or cold?
I kind of like all of them. Yeah, I used to only like hot, but then really? I got introduced to cold.
I only like the cold ones.
Is good.
Yeah. Do you like cold sake?
Room temperature.
Yes, Mr.
Right
Bond.
In the middle. Yeah.
You don't find that those give you a worse hangover?
No, I find that I don't get any hangover.
Really?
Yeah, so I find that I feel better the next day. I feel better when I'm drinking it because I don't get bloated. And apparently there's a lot of benefits to Nihonshu. Maybe I could save that for another episode.
Let's look into it. Let's do a deep dive maybe for the Patreon episode.
Yeah. I think they've all were written by Japanese people though, so it could be a bit biased.
The sake companies.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, we're about up to that time. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check us out on Patreon mm-hmm. if you want to listen to some extra bonus content.
Yeah, we're about to do a deep dive into Okinawa and talk about places and things to do in Okinawa on our Patreon page. So check it out.
Thanks.
Thank you.